Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. We talked just last week with Ryan Hawkins, who's a 2016 graduate of Atlantic High School and just got done winning yet another national championship in Division II men's college basketball at Northwest Missouri State University here just this past weekend. And we thought we'd catch up to him after the championship. Ryan, how are you this morning?
Good. Can't complain, Jim.
Well, it's tough to complain after what you just came through here. I know it's always a grind, and unlike the NCAA tournament where they maybe give you a little bit more time between games, you guys had to run through three games in that Elite Eight tournament in just a few days. It had to be a pretty good grind.
Yeah, it really is, but it also makes it a little bit more fun because you don't have to sit and prepare for a day. You just get to hop right into another game. And then that's when I truly think you see the better teams because you figure out who's prepared and who's not because you got to rely on what you've done all year. You can't just throw together a scout. So you got to play to who you are, and that's normally when the best team wins.
Yeah, well, and I tell you, it wasn't easy, that's for sure. That regional went as far as it could go, and then you get down to play in the Elite Eight. And, it just seemed like the tournament, the competition ramped up, but it seemed like the performance of your team ramped up because these games weren't necessarily all that close.
No, and I just think that goes to show the elite level that we were at all week. You look at the scores and you think, well, maybe there wasn't that good a competition. No, like, those teams were leading the nation in scoring output and all that. But defensively, we just sat down and we guarded the ball, and we took all the offenses out of what they wanted to do all week, and we came away with the win.
Yeah, a win over West Liberty where you had 32 points and 6 rebounds and darn near made all the shots you took in that one. Win over Flagler where you had 20 points, 11 rebounds, and that championship game win over West Texas A&M where, again, a 31.18 rebound performance. And I tell you, it really stepped up the game. What was the difference for you in turning things up a notch?
I wasn't ready to go home. We didn't go all that way to Indiana just to lose. But I think the biggest thing was getting mismatches and kind of exposing those on offense. And then we did a great job all around guarding the ball on defense. We lost one of our sixth man due to injury after the first game, so we had to throw a freshman in that hadn't seen a lot of minutes all year, and he stepped up and performed big for us.
Yeah, and at the end of the time, as I'm totaling up, if my math is correct, 83 points, 35 rebounds for this Hawkins boy here during those three games in the Elite Eight, and that led you to be named as the most outstanding player. That's pretty humbling, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you kind of, like you just did, read all the numbers back. You don't really think about that when you're playing. It's the afterthought. You get to sit and reflect on it, and it's just pretty neat to look at what we've been able to accomplish, and I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, well, and when the opposing coach for the West Texas A&M team says after the game that this wasn't a Division II team, these guys could compete in Division I, that's a pretty good compliment.
Yeah, and, it might be a little tough for us to get an exhibition game next year. We'll see.
Well, talk a little bit about these last couple of years. Your college career started kind of like everybody's college career starts. Redshirt your freshman year and then get a chance to compete after that. But after a short bit of time, all of a sudden, this COVID thing hits. And last year, you get to play through a chunk of the season, but then things get shut down and never get a chance for a championship. And this year, although you got the chance for a championship, it was a very different season. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, I think redshirting was the best thing I've ever done in my life, just because it gave my mind and my body both a chance to adapt to college and just the different level of physicality and intensity that you have to be at every single day. So redshirting was the biggest thing for me. I was able to put on weight and get used to the speed of the game. I'm not saying everybody needs to do that, but I think you shouldn't be afraid of that possibility when you do play at the next level just because of all the benefits that come with it. But then last year, to have the season ripped from us at the end of the year, we got to play 32 games or something like that and didn't get the opportunity to compete for the championship that we worked for all year. Your heart hurts for the seniors that they didn't get that year back or anything. That's what you wake up for every morning in preseason. It's not just to play all your games. It's to you know, you're playing for a national championship and you have to be at your best every single game leading up to that, to have that opportunity. And to have that just taken from you because of COVID, obviously some things are out of your control, but it hurts. And I mean, I'm not sure I'll ever get over having that taken from us, especially when, you know, we were the number one team in the nation all year and starting to play our best basketball at the right time.
Is that something that drove you this year in the postseason?
Oh, for sure. Having that motivation that we didn't get it last year. And we felt like we had a lot to prove because there are a lot of people that didn't believe that we were really that good. They thought, like, oh, it was our strength to schedule, stuff like that. But we play in the toughest conference in D2 in America every single year. And so it's not that we don't have competition here. It's just that we get to that elite level of intensity for every single game.
Well, I know some of your family and immediate friends and things get a chance to come see the games, but, you know, limited crowds and all those kinds of things, not a lot of, contact with other folks because you're kind of, to a certain extent, living in a bubble to get through this COVID season. How tough was that?
That was the hardest thing. The last 3-4 weeks of the season, we were in a bubble. So when we were up in Aberdeen, South Dakota for our regional tournament, I'd have to turn, smile, and wave at my family because I couldn't go over there and give them a hug or anything. Just had to wave from the court. Didn't get to talk to them except for over the phone or on FaceTime. And so to finally be able to hug them after the national championship game, it made that moment even more sweet. But at the same time, it was a pretty stressful 3 weeks, and I can't imagine how hard it was for them driving all the way across, you know, the Midwest to watch games and not even be able to talk to me or see me or anything like that. I'm sure that wasn't fun for them either.
Yeah, well, we're past that now, and you're going to take advantage of the extra season that they're going to provide folks the opportunity to take if they want from the COVID cut short a couple of years here. So you're going to get a chance to come back another year next year. Good decision for you. Are you happy with the opportunity that you're going to get again?
Yeah, I am. I think I'm most happy about the academic side of it. I'll be able to get another degree and further my education a little more, and hopefully that will pay off for me down the road.
Yeah, and with the end of this season now and then moving forward, are you looking forward to something a little more like normal next year?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome to be able to play this year just because we didn't even know if we'd get to do that, but I miss the crowds being there, you know. We only had about 1,000 fans in Evansville this year, whereas 2 years ago we had 8,000. It just makes it so much different when you don't get home, like, you just don't get that home court feel when you go into an opposing gym or anything. You don't get to silence the gym and have all that nervous energy and warm-ups and all that. I miss that experience the most from this year with COVID.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I want to go backward just a little bit because we all know you're getting outstanding coaching there with the staff at Northwest Missouri State, but go back to your high school and junior high years here. How much of what coaching and direction that you got here has helped you through to become the player and the man that you are?
Oh, there's so many people to talk about for that. You know, I had, it's now Michelle Blake, was Michelle McLaren for my seventh grade coach. And it was her first year coaching, and the first thing that we did on the first day of practice was we worked on blocking out, and that's all we did for, it seemed like, the entire practice. But it's just something as simple as that that has kind of continued to stick with me over the years. And then, you know, I had a great high school coach with Coach Jenkins, Coach Blake, and then, you know, even I had Coach Henderson there for a little bit, Coach Krause, and they were just awesome getting me to that next level, getting me ready. Coach Jenkins in particular was willing to put in the work with me. And it wasn't just with me, you know, we had that core group of guys that were in there every day in high school working to get better. And then we spent so many summer nights, you know, Garrett Franken and I in the gym with JC Hoig and Zach Christensen, playing 2-on-2. Man, I couldn't tell you what the series count is for that, game, but you know, I couldn't count how many nights we did that, but we were just in the gym every summer, the four of us, making sure we were getting better at basketball. But we were also having fun while we were doing it. We weren't taking it overly serious, but it was competitive games every single time. And then my mom rebounding for me all the time at the Y when I was a little kid. you know, obviously we had a lot going on, but she was still willing to take a break every once in a while from being an adult and being a mom and just go to the gym and have some fun with me as a kid. And that stuck out to me a lot. You know, kind of makes it more fun when you think about that. All the people that have been along for the ride with you and the enjoyment they get out of it, too.
Yeah. Well, I know your family and friends have always been very close, and that's sure helped you along as well.
Oh, without a doubt. Seeing all the support I've gotten over the years at Northwest Games is unmatched.
Well, we hope that continues. Got one more round coming here next year. We look forward to, boy, I tell you what, it's got to be some sort of a record. You've won three of the last four. If you could do it again next year, that's something I'm not sure has been done in Division II.
Yeah, starting to run out of fingers.
That's all right. They'll keep making rings. It's not a problem. Very good. Well, Ryan, again, thank you so much for your time here this morning. Congratulations on where you are. It's just amazing to me. I met you the day you were born. Stopped up to the hospital to see your mom, Rhonda, and visit. And it's just amazing to me to see from day one where you've come here. That's a lot of hard work and dedication. And we appreciate sitting back and being able to enjoy watching that ride. But it's got to have been fun to ride that train as well. Good luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much, Jim.